Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
While the cross is unquestionably the universal symbol of redemption, Albrecht Dürer's praying hands have become the symbol of prayer. The story, though, behind his creation, the creation of those praying hands, makes it even more poignant. Dürer was a German painter who had a friend who was also a painter. And though his friend worked hard, he never became famous. One day, Dürer, looking at the hands of his obscure friend, saw in his folded hands the embodiment of what prayer is about. Common, ordinary, unfulfilled men and women who are needy and poor in spirit fold their hands in reverence and surrender and lift their hearts to God. "Put your hands together as you would in prayer," he asked his friend. Yes, that is what he wanted. "I will draw them," he said, "so that as they have inspired me, they may inspire others also." Praying hands speak for themselves. Interestingly enough, over 700 times the Bible mentions hands, and many of those passages speak of hands which were raised in prayer. Isaiah recorded God's word, which apparently reflected the fact that it takes more to impress God than hands upraised or folded in prayer. For God said, "When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen." In the New Testament, Paul said, "I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing." But are you ready for this? There is not a single reference in Scripture to clasping the hands reverently as Dürer so beautifully portrayed them. In the home where I grew up was a picture of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, which Luke tells us about in chapter 22 of his Gospel. Pictured in the little 5x7 print, surrounded by a narrow silver frame, Jesus is kneeling at a large rock in Gethsemane, a beam of light coming from heaven, and his hands are folded in prayer, just as Dürer pictures them. The legalist may be quick to point out that we can't be sure Jesus' prayer was accompanied by folded hands. But I can tell you one thing for certain. Only those who are yielded and submissive ever bother to fold their hands in prayer and say with Jesus, "Not my will, but thine be done." So what's the big deal? Actually, the Bible tells us that different people prayed in different positions. Some prayed standing with their hands raised toward heaven, probably the posture Jesus most often used, which Jews still use today. At times, people prayed prostrated, their faces to the ground. Others prayed sitting or kneeling. The priest who recorded Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple put it like this: "When Solomon had finished all these prayers and supplications to the Lord, he rose from before the altar of the Lord where he had been kneeling with his hands spread out towards heaven." I'm thinking of the tail gunner whose aircraft was badly hit by enemy fire. When he reported the damage to headquarters, he was asked, "What's your position?" meaning, "Where are you?" Immediately he replied, "Kneeling." So would I if I had become a target of enemy fire. James 5:16 says simply, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." Does God honor your prayers more when you fold your hands, kneel, prostrate yourself, or something else? No, not to my knowledge, but he does see your heart. I, for one, however, think we've lost something when we refuse to kneel before the Almighty, or clasp our hands, or raise them to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.